Welcome to Kidstown Live, where we bring you the hottest young talent every Friday at 4 p.m. on Easy Way Broadcasting. The best place to hear what's happening in the kids' world of Hollywood. And where, you know, kids can be just kids.
I know, Mom. It's time for Kidstown Live. Bill?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Well, we have a great show for you guys today. It's going to be super awesome. Not only we have great music from local artists, but we have some Kids 411 news for you guys today.
Yeah, after the show, we'll be attending the AI Music Awards at University City Walk, John Levin. We'll be on the red carpet interviewing all the nominees. Before we get to the awards, I'm totally excited about this week's feature guest. She's from popular show Mighty Men on Disney XD. Her name is Paris Perlin. I can't wait to talk to her. She's one of my favorite shows. And with Mighty Men, it's one of our favorite shows. Put your hands up if it's in one of your favorite shows. Trinity, are you raising your hands?
I'm raising it up in the roof.
Coolio.
Yes, and remember, if you guys want to hear, we want to hear from you guys, so you guys can please call in with all your questions for Paris Burles. Or you guys can call in to just say, hey, what's up? And please, don't forget to spread out the word to Kidstown Live with the Z. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/app. Kidstown Live, and you guys can log in at blogtalkradio.com, Easy Way Broadcasting Network. And you guys can call in at 914-338-1303. So please, please, don't forget to spread out the word.
Okay, so we have a new segment on our show called Teen 411. First in our entertainment news, all the fellas out there, Taylor Swift is single again. Taylor Swift announced life is more fun being single. You wish her luck on the single line. But I don't know, maybe she hasn't met the right guy yet. So how many of you guys have a Twitter account?
I do.
Which celebrity do you think has the most followers? If you guessed Katy Perry, you are correct. Katy Perry is now the most person on Twitter, has 50 million followers. She beat out Justin Bieber and Lady Gaga. She got the Twitter like a boss.
Yeah, like a boss. So how many out there like Sam and Kat? I know I do. Well, did you guys know that Jeanette McCurdy almost turned down Sam and Kat? Like, oh my gosh, I don't want her to. But she said, I do not want to play Sam anymore. I was over it. She said, I am sarcastic, but I'm built enough in real life that I wanted to do something different. Well, I'm glad she decided to take on the role. She is really awesome. I love that she is real and straight up. I really like Jeanette a lot, all the way.
I want to say congratulations to my friend Zendaya for her song, Replay, going platinum on iTunes with 1 million downloads. I think you guys should go check it out. But be sure to download her newest single, My Baby. Also, this week marks the start of the 22nd Olympic Winter Games in Russia. My favorites are figure skating, freestyle skiing, and ice hockey. I want to say good luck to all the U.S. teams competing, and please bring them the gold.
What? This 2014 Radio Disney Music Awards are officially coming to April 26th. OMG! And the best part is that R5, Fifth Harmony, and Becky G are all performing on stage. The awards are fan-driven, which means you can get to vote for all, like literally all your favorite favorites. You guys, so everything, yeah. best female artist, best group are so fantastic, like Fierce, OMG. So you guys can, who will you guys vote for Radio Disney? I am definitely voting for Ariana Grande because she is beautiful. How about you, Will? Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be voting for my boys, Mindless Beaver, and my girl, Zendaya. Yeah. But we all know all the girls can be voting for One Direction, so they probably won everything.
That's funny. Well, so be sure to check our fan page, and so you can vote for your favorite. And, well, we are going to play our dear friend, Melanie Taylor, who is up for AI Music Awards tonight. This is called Whatever.
The smile on my face woke me up today, and I knew today.
Okay, it's time to meet our special guest. She's the coolest kid on Disney right now. Her name is Paris Berlin.
Yes, she is a little pretty actress that does cool, amazing stuff.
Hi, Paris.
Hey, Paris. How are you?
How are you?
Paris? Hello, Paris?
Paris?
Oh, well, I guess maybe she's not on.
Okay.
Well, that's interesting. But let's just keep on with
okay.
the show. Who cares?
Okay.
So, well, today we are going to the AI Music Awards. We will be attending. We are going to watch the red carpet, and we're going to be interviewing all the celebrities. So I'm excited. How about you?
I am so excited to meet all the nominees for it. I'm really excited to see who's going to win for all the subjects.
Yeah, I'm really excited and everything. I can't wait to hear all the performers, and I'm just so super excited, and I'm getting amped up for everything. I have my hot chocolate right here and then everything. And we are at Universal right now at the Paris Hilton Hotel, where right now. It's cute. It's a cute hotel. I really like it. Never been here, actually. Pretty, you know. So beautiful. And it's a great day today. Have you been here?
Actually, no, I haven't. I've been to Universal all the time with my family. We love to go on all the different rides, but I've actually never been to this hotel.
That's nice. I know this hotel is really like a 5-star hotel. Everyone's so nice here and everything's so perfect. And there's actually a red carpet going on here. Let's see if Paris is here. Oh, okay. Well, I guess she's not on right now. So let's see. Let's play a commercial right now. Havana watches. So hope you guys like it.
All right, so if you had to choose between your math homework and listening to a totally awesome radio show on Friday at 4 p.m., what would you pick? I know, it's a very, very tough choice, but logically, the Kidstown Live radio show would be your answer. Brought to you by Easy Way Broadcasting. Friday, 4 p.m. on EasyWayBroadcasting.com. Live from L.A. is Trinity and Victoria. They take on entertainment from a kid's perspective. Young Hollywood just got a new voice. Kidstown Live, Fridays at 4 p.m. on EasyWayBroadcasting.com.
Well, that wasn't a Havana Watch commercial, but that was Andrew, my buddy.
And I love Havana Watches. I'm actually rocking it right now. We'll be both wearing it at the red carpet event.
Totally. My Havana watch is white. What color is yours?
And mine is black.
It matches my outfit. You know, it's pretty slick. My outfit's going to look good on the red carpet. You know, I'm going to look stylish, very stylish. You know, I know. Okay, well, I seen you, and you pretty got a awesome, like, literally awesome hit off it all. I'm like, you're going to, like, just start dancing on the red carpet. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
My God.
I'm so excited for that. So I got my black jacket, gold chain, and I got my white jeans on. What about you?
Well, I got my Havana watch, of course, and I got my Kaya Jones Pussycat Doll outfit on, and the skirt, and I have a skull cute shirt, and it matches my outfit, and it's pretty cute, and then pretty awesome. Yes, thank you. Thank you for the applause. Just, I'm bowing right now. Thank you. So let's see if Paris is here. Hey, Paris, are you on?
Paris?
I guess she's not on.
Uh-oh.
Well, so anything going on the Olympics?
Yes, I think it was figure skating yesterday, actually. We watched it, and it was amazing. And then there was also the open ceremony, and I was like, wow, this is incredible. This is going to be probably one of my favorite Olympics of this time.
What happened?
Olympics.
Oh, the Olympics. Well, I actually didn't see them. But I definitely like the snowboarding. That's my favorite. I love snow. It's pretty chilly out there, but it's pretty awesome. I like how people do all the cool flips, and then usually sometimes there's accidents there, but I guess not today. Yeah.
I hope no one actually gets in an accident today. That would be really sad.
Yeah.
But one of my favorites is the bomb sled. Now that is incredible.
Nice. Well, want to know something? What pretty sucks? I was watching the Super Bowl, and I wasn't really going for the Seahawks, but the Broncos, I was, oh, okay, I see. You're a traitor. You're such a traitor. You
no,
like the Seahawks.
No, I went for the Broncos. I thought that game was a joke.
Oh, uh-huh, sure. It was actually, it was a joke, yeah. But I was pretty upset, but it was a good game.
Good game. I kind of lost a bit, cause, like, against my friends and all, but it was a good game.
Yeah. So, how was your weekend?
My weekend was actually pretty good. I just went to go, you know, just chill, relax. And then all next thing you notice, right before I auditioned, I had auditions, callbacks, everything back to back to back to back. What about you?
Nice. Well, today I was going to do Skyping with Disney, the manager for Disney, for a new show that's coming up. I can't say anything else, but we're going to do it on Monday. So I'm really, really excited about that. And everything's really actually going good. And the production is Ashley Tinsdale, the production. And I'm really, really excited. I was like, oh, my God. Ashley Tinsdale from High School Musical and Zack and Cody, which all you guys, pretty sure you guys know that. But I just wanted to brag about it, you know. I like love bragging.
I really hope you make it. And if you go on Disney, you have to hook me up sometime.
Okay, yeah, I'll totally hook you up, you know. I can totally see you on Shake It Up.
Oh, okay.
Do your hip-hop moves.
You like a little groove and little
pop
movement.
Pop lock. I need you to teach me how to do your cool moves, you know.
Okay. Even at the red carpet, I'll teach you all of my moves. Can you teach me some of your singing?
Totally. I'm like, I sing. Yeah, I'm okay. Just a little, tiny, poquito. Yeah.
Can you sing for us right now?
Oh, my God. Okay, that was just like, oh, my God. okay. Well, I will be singing. Okay, fine. I will just sing Owl Black, I Need a Dollar. Okay. Okay. I need a dollar, dollar, a dollar is what I need. Hey, hey, I need a dollar, a dollar, a dollar is what I need. Hey, hey, see, I need a dollar, a dollar, a dollar is what I need. And if I share with you my story, would you share your dollar with me? Bad times are coming and I'll reach the hottest hole. Hey, hey, don't let me doubt you, it's truly all that bitter and gold. Hey, it's been a long old trouble, long old troublesome old. And I'm looking for somebody, something. La-la.
Wow, you can really sing. I think I may take like maybe about 5 years just to get there. But with you, that might take me about like 2 weeks.
Thank you so much. That was just like off the... I didn't even know that you were going to say that, but at least I was prepared. So thank you for cheering on. Yeah. Actually, Aloe Black is amazing. Speaking of him, he is my favorite singer. I really like him. I love all of his songs. How about you?
Oh, I like one of his songs, Wake Me Up. That song I played in the car over and over and over and over again. And I love that song.
So let's see if we have Paris on here. So let's see. Paris, hey, what's up? Are you on?
Paris?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello, Paris?
Paris? You there?
Well, probably just another couple of minutes and let's see what happens, but...
Okay.
Yeah. So, well, Paris, she is a young, beautiful, beautiful young lady. She is very pretty. I've known her for a long time, and I'm like, watching her grow up and doing a lot of stuff, and she's really getting there. And you know, getting on Disney, commercials, TV shows, everything. And she actually sings, too. I heard her perform. She is so cute the way she performs. And it's very appropriate that she's what she's wearing. And it's very appropriate music.
And
like Disney music. Yeah.
And pretty much, I would love to see her gymnastics. You guys watch Mighty Love, you'll see it all the time. She's a level 10 gymnast. And it's really cool what she can do. So let's see if Paris is here right now.
Paris, are you on? Hello?
Hello?
Well, I guess we're having technical...
Hello?
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 Can you hear me?
Yes! Hey, Paris!
Hey, Paris!
Hi! Hi, guys!
How are you? I'm so excited for you to be on the show.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. I'm great. How are you guys?
We're amazing.
First, let me say I'm a big
fan
of the show.
Really,
I watch it all the time with my cousins. It's first I'm talking to you right now on the phone, so I want to say a big thank you for talking to Kids Town Live.
Oh, thank you for having me. Sorry, it got like really, really staticky, so I didn't really know what you guys said.
You want to say it again?
Yeah, I'll say it again.
Okay.
I just said that I'm a really big fan of your show, and I watch it all the time with my cousins. I record it. It's one of my top 5 favorite shows.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad you guys like it. Yeah, I love it too. I love working on it all the time. It's really fun, but I'm really glad that you guys like it.
Yeah. Yes, and thank you again, Paris. We are so excited to have you on our show today. And by the way, happy Friday.
Oh, happy Friday, TGIF.
yes. Now, I have a couple questions for you.
Okay.
What is your nationality?
I am Filipino. I'm half Filipino. I'm European and French-Canadian.
Wow, that's awesome.
Thank you. I know it's a huge, huge mixture.
Yes, I can tell.
Paris, guess what?
What?
Last year, we took an acting class together, and the following week, I remember you seeing your name on the board announcing that you booked your first pilot. What were you when you found out you booked Mighty Med, and what did you guys do to celebrate?
Well, actually, I was in bed, and then my mom woke me up, and she said my agent was on the phone, and I was like, huh, hello? And I was like, oh, okay, hi. And then they told me the news, and I was just really speechless. I mean, I kind of screamed, but after that, we just went out and had fun. I think we went out to dinner. I don't really remember what we did, but I was really excited and really shocked.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds so awesome. Like, every time you, when you get booked and your agent calls you, do you, like, scream and jump up and down?
Yeah, pretty much, because everything, I mean, like, I love working, and a job is so much fun, and, I mean, filming Mighty Med is awesome, and I really love it, but, yeah, pretty much every time I book something, I scream and jump up and down, so.
That's nice. I have a question for you. How did you get started in the entertainment business?
How did I get started? Okay, so I started as a model and when I was 9, and then they took one of my pictures and put it in a commercial. They just kind of pasted my face onto the commercial pretty much. And then I saw that and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. So then that pushed me more to do acting. And then I did some acting classes. And so that's kind of how I got started.
That's amazing.
That's so cool.
Well, congratulations on Mighty Med and
Thank
everything.
You.
I remember I seen you performed, it was in North Hollywood. It was, I think, Lauren Owen performed, and I seen you perform. And it
like
was
singing?
So cute. Yes, the singing.
No, that wasn't me. I haven't performed in front of people. I haven't sang in front of a crowd at all.
Oh, I swear you did.
No, that wasn't me.
I don't
me.
Know.
Well, maybe someone who looked
so
a lot like me.
I am so sorry. I guess I had bad memory.
No, that's okay. It's okay. I have really bad memory too. It's all right.
And remember, if you guys want to hear, and if you guys have any question, please call it in, and for our guest, Paris, or you guys can just call in and say hey, and please don't forget to call in at 914-338-1303, and you guys can like our fan page, facebook.com/KidsTownLive, and you guys can log in at blogtalkradio.com/EasyWayBroadcastingNetwork.
Yes, we're going to take your questions for Paris right after our music break. This song is by Andrew Caravella. He has a great host and internet personality, playing big things with his new TV/music deal called Retro Rock.
Your face. I can see the hurt inside your eyes.
Woohoo! That was awesome. Take it away. Take it away. Wow, that's a pretty awesome song. I love it. It's my boy Andrew Carvalhas. That's awesome. Now, Paris.
Yes.
Now, is it true that before you landed Mighty Med, you did a network test for the role of Maya on Girl Meets World?
Yes, that is true.
What was that about?
It was a network test. I was going in for the role of that, and I didn't get the role, but my very good friend Sabrina did, and she actually films right next door to me. Girl Meets World films right next door to Mighty Med. So I always go over there and say hi, and that cast is so great. They're so sweet, and I love everyone over there. And so, yeah.
Oh,
that is so cool. Paris, we both have something in common. We both did gymnastics, and I only got up to level 6. What was your favorite and least favorite apparatus?
My least favorite. Okay. Well, in the beginning, when I just started gymnastics, it was bars. But then later in my career, I really did not like beam. I mean, beam scared me. That was the scariest thing ever to be on that beam.
And what is your favorite?
My favorite ended up being bars. So they actually flip. So when I was younger, my least favorite was bars, and my favorite was beam. But then it flipped, and then beam became my least favorite, and then bars became my favorite.
That is so awesome. I actually never took gymnastics before, but I do one hand and two-handed cartwheels. I used to do the splits, but I guess I'm not flexible anymore. I used to
That's
do those
awesome,
like,
though.
When I was age of 4, but yeah, I tried to do the splits, but I guess it kind of hurts.
It does hurt. It does.
My favorite was the floor. My least favorite was the pommel horse. Always hated that.
Pommel horse. See, I didn't do the boys' events. I only had to do the girls' events. But a pommel horse, yeah, that seems rough. Pommel horse seems rough. I would not want to do that apparatus.
So how do you like being able to do your own stunts on the show?
I love it because I really do miss gymnastics, and I'm really glad that I get to incorporate it on the show. I'm glad that the writers have incorporated that with my character, and me and my stunt coordinator, Danny, we always have so much fun with fight scenes because I always tell him, like, oh, how about I throw in this flip? And he's like, yeah, that'd look really cool. So we always have fun when we rehearse fight scenes and film them.
That is so awesome.
It must be actually really pretty awesome to work with Jake Short, Bradley Payer, and David Lewis?
Leos.
Leos.
Devin? Yeah, Leos.
Yes. I actually met Jake Short a couple of times at the red carpet events. How is it feeling to work with the only girl on the set?
How's it being the only girl on set? It's actually pretty cool because a lot of my friends are boys, and so me and all the boys on set, we always have so much fun, and we have fun on set too. Like we joke around, but once we get to filming, we get serious, and it's always like a good atmosphere that you feel on set, and we always have fun.
That's nice.
Yeah, and I love it when Cozy comes on. She plays Jordan on the show. She's really cool to hang out with, and it is nice when a girl comes on set, but it's really awesome. Yeah.
So, Trinity, have you ever worked on set with all boys, and how was that?
Well, I have been on set where it feels like there were a lot of boys, but there are mostly partial girls, but it was like between mix. I did a movie called Scribble, and it was my co-star was John Carlos, and it it didn't really feel weird, but like what you said, I have a lot of boyfriends. Not like boyfriends, I mean like guy friends.
Whoa.
No, like I have a lot of guy friends, but I'm used to that. Like, yeah. How about you? Have you ever worked with on a set with like just girls to grow?
No, but I worked on set where there's about 2 boys and 15 girls. It was kind of fun, but the girls are always so bossy sometimes. So when you got the script the first time for Mighty Men, did you read it and think, OMG, this show is totally made for me? Can you tell us a little bit about that and the auditioning process?
The auditioning process?
Yes.
The auditioning process was, I mean, it was kind of nerve-wracking, and it, because I went in for the audition, and then I got the call back, was really excited about that, and then when I network tested, I tested with Jake and Bradley, so that was the first time I met them, and I was kind of nervous, because, you know, they are Disney stars, and I'm just like a girl from Wisconsin that came in, but they were really cool and really nice, and how I met Jake, I was actually sitting in the waiting room looking at my script, and then the casting assistant brought over Jake, and then she was like, Paris, is it Jake? And I look up and I'm like, oh, hi. So it was really cool meeting them, but it was really, really nerve-wracking at the same time.
That is so awesome. Oh, yeah. With classes, that's awesome.
Thank you.
So right now we are going to go on a little break and play our nominee for the Artist AI Music Award. We love her. We love to hear her. And we're going to play her song right now on Kidstown Live. Her name is Diamante, and her song is called Savages. Enjoy, everyone.
I'm not afraid to survive. I'm living by the sun. I'm feeling by the moon. All day I'm sitting on fire. Cause I got nothing left. Hell yeah, I'm a wild heart. Come catch me if anything's left. I'm a savage chick from the start.
Wow, that was an awesome song. You know? Hey, I'm a wild one. So now we are going to take callers right now. So we have 5252. Hello, caller.
Hey, caller.
Hey, what's your name? You're on Kids Town Live.
I'm sorry, repeat that.
What's your name?
My name's Kendall Murray.
Oh, what's up, Kendall? How you doing?
Doing good.
That's good.
Do you have any questions for Paris?
Yes, I do have one question for Paris. How do you keep yourself motivated? Because, like, sometimes stuff is tough, so how do you keep yourself motivated?
How do I keep myself motivated to keep acting?
Yes.
It's something that I love to do, and it's my passion. I mean, for me, when I go into the studio, it's some people look at it as work, but I look at it as having fun. It's never work for me because I always have fun on set.
All right. Well, that's all I have. Thanks.
Well, thank you so much for calling me.
Thank you for calling me.
No.
Thank you.
Bye.
So we have another caller 5688. You're on Kids Town Live right now.
Hey, caller.
Hey, caller.
Hello?
Hi, caller. Hello. What's your name?
Are you talking to me?
Yes. I'm talking to you. Yeah.
It's Andrew Caravella. You just played my song.
Oh, my God. Oh. Darn it, Andrew.
Oh, my goodness. This is crazy. How you guys doing?
Totally. I'm fine. Yes. How are you?
Doing fabulous, darling. Fabulous. No, I was in a production meeting, and one of the girls' kids were listening to the show and said that they were playing my song, so we stopped the whole meeting and cranked you guys up. So everybody in, like, the office was listening to you guys. It was awesome.
Oh, my gosh. That is so awesome.
That is so
yeah.
cool.
No, it was I wanted to let everybody know. I have a question for Paris, but before I do that, I wanted to let everybody know that if you want to download my song right now, it's actually free on Facebook. It's a free download. If you go to facebook.com/rebelkidmusic, it's right there. You can just click the link, and it'll download for free into your iTunes.
Well, we will definitely download that song.
I'm about to download it right now.
All right, good, good, good. Okay, so here's my question for Paris. Paris, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, darling. Okay, check it. So my question is, for kids that are aspiring to get into the business, what is, like, the one piece of, like advice through everything thick and thin that they need to carry with them to make their journey?
I would say to not give up. I mean, everyone says not to give up, but... And just never let anyone tell you that you can't do it because, I mean, if you think that you can do it, then who can tell you that you can't? And just always keep a positive head and a positive attitude about it.
I love it. Oh, you're such a star. It's awesome.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to let you guys get back to the show, but I'm going to go back to my production meeting, Trinity. But good luck, and congratulations again on Kids Town Live, and I will be seeing all of y'all soon, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, you.
All right, bye. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Aw, he came out to support our show. That's so sweet. And, of course, we supported him on his song,
So, Paris, what do you like to do on your spare time if you're not acting? Do you have any hobbies besides gymnastics?
Well, I don't think shopping is really a hobby, but, I mean, if you take it, then yeah, I guess. But no, I'm kidding. I mean, other than gymnastics, I mean, like, I love to hang out with friends on my spare time. I have, like, this, like, little pool house.
What happened? I couldn't hear you.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. No, I was saying that I like to hang out with friends on my spare time. I have this little pool room at my house, and, like, we kind of decked it out, and, like, I always have friends over, and we hang out in there, or we go to the Americana, or I love to go to Six Flags and Disneyland, too. So just little stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, Six Flags is awesome. I love Six Flags.
Yes. And I have a season pass, so it works out very well.
Yeah, that definitely works out. Yeah. Oh my God, the rides are so fun. My favorite ride was the Lion, but it was kind of scary.
Yes.
It was a big drop.
Yes, it is. And I like X2 a lot too.
Oh, what X2? Is that the one that goes? Does it go?
It's
like,
the one. It's the one where you like hang off the side of it.
Oh, that one. Yes, I've been on that one.
That's the new ride.
Yeah, but it's been closed out for, like, 6 months or something. I'm really upset.
Oh, really? Well, then I haven't
yeah,
been to
I
Six
know.
Flags in a long time.
I know.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on with it.
My favorite ride is, like, the Riddler and Superman, the Drop of Doom.
Yes, those are awesome, too. I love those rides.
Yeah, I've never been on the Superman ride. I was too chicken because it looked pretty fast and... I was like, no, I don't want to go. I'm too scared.
It's it looks really scary, but it's honestly, it's not as bad as you think.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, well, then when I go back to Six Flags, I'm definitely going to go on that ride.
You should definitely go on that ride.
So if you guys, again, have any questions for Paris Burlesque, is it Burlesque or Burlesque?
It's Burlesque.
Burrell.
Yeah, Burrell. The C
oh
is like
oh, my God, I am so sorry. I keep saying your name. Your
no,
last
no,
name
it's
different.
Okay. Everyone, it's, no, honestly, everyone gets it wrong. It's okay.
Okay. Well, again, if you guys have any questions for Paris, you guys can call in at 914-338-1303. And definitely, guys, please spread our Kids Town Live to anyone. Like I said on the other last shows, just go to random strangers and say, hey, there's a new show. Come on, watch it. Awesome. Listen, not watch it. Listen. Yeah, so please, everyone, check out that.
Please tell your family, friends, and neighbors.
Definitely. So let's see if we have any callers right now. Oh, wait, no, never mind. Yeah. I guess we don't.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Hi, caller. What's your name?
I'm Cassandra.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Christina. do you have any questions for Paris?
Yes. I was wondering, what does she have next into in her entertainment business? Like, what's next on Maggie Med? Like, what are they going to do?
That question kind of tricked me. Do you mean what we're doing next on Mighty Med or what I'm doing next in my career besides Mighty Med?
Like what you're doing on Mighty Med.
On Mighty Med? Okay, well, on Mighty Med, I can't give too much away, but we have some really awesome guest stars coming up. And we have a lot of really cool fight scenes and stunts and just a lot of really funny jokes. And we have a lot in store for you guys, and you guys are going to love it.
What else are you going to have?
Awesome.
Like, I have another question.
Oh, go ahead. If you have any other questions, go ahead. You can ask her.
What else is in your career? Like, what else are you going to do in your career besides Mighty Med?
Well, right now, it's just Mighty Man, but I'm hoping later on I can do movies. I really want to do, like, action movies, kind of like an Angelina Jolie thing. So I'm hoping down the road that will be in my career.
Okay, that's cool.
Thank you.
thank you so much for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Have a great day.
For calling. Bye.
You too.
Bye.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Wow. So I have a question for you, Paris.
Okay.
Okay. So if you had
any celebrity, who would you date?
Oh, my God. Any celebrity that I could date. Okay. Let me think. There's so many to choose from. Okay. One I would pick is probably Andrew Garfield.
Oh. Andrew Garfield?
He's the new Spider-Man. He's super cute.
Oh, okay.
I love that movie.
I heard that there's a new Spider-Man coming.
Yes, the Amazing Spider-Man 2, that's coming out soon, and I'm really excited for that.
Yeah, are you going to go see it?
Yes, I'm definitely going to go see it. If Andrew Garfield is in it, then yeah. Plus, I love Emma Stone. She's awesome, and I think she's a really good actor.
Oh,
so.
Definitely. I love her. She is amazing. She's pretty.
I can't even describe how perfect she is.
Well, Paris, I'm a really big fan of all the superheroes. If I had to choose my favorite superhero power, it would be teleportation, because I don't have to go through all the traffic in L.A. So
you know, I say that all the time. I totally get you. Like, the power to fly or teleport, like, yeah, that would be the one I would pick.
Yeah.
Like, this L.A. traffic is just ridiculous.
It's too much.
Well,
it is too much.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to take a little tiny break, and we're going to listen to my favorite girl, Melanie Taylor. She has been playing everywhere. She is amazing. And so we're going to be playing her song called Whatever on the show. And why you guys might say it, because we are so used supporters on her, and I know we've been playing her song a lot, but she is up for AI Music Awards, so that's very, very awesome, and so please check it out, Whatever.
Everybody.
woo, that's my girl, Melanie Taylor, whatever. Well, it's such a California word, you know, like, whatever, oh my gosh, whatever, I'm going to do this on my own, whatever, Mom. Well, Paris, now that you're working on Disney, is it everything going like well, like as you thought it would have been?
Yes, everything is going so well. I mean, like the crew and like the cast, like I honestly have the best cast and crew ever. I love it. And, you know, everyone who's like all the Disney executives are awesome and really nice, and it's been going really awesome.
Wow. What is the most exciting change in your life right now?
The most exciting change?
Yes.
The most exciting change was moving to California from Wisconsin. There's like, I mean, because the weather here is so different. I mean, it doesn't snow here, and it's like -50 in Wisconsin right now. Like, all my friends were texting me saying that school canceled for like 2 days because it's -50. And I'm just kind of like, hey, it's like 70 degrees here. So, but yeah.
That is so awesome. Well,
yeah.
Paris,
yes.
You are so nice. It's so nice.
Aww,
it's for you
thank
to have
you.
A nice show. And yeah,
I've
thank
been,
you for saying that.
I've had. Thank you guys for having me. I'm so honored, and you guys are so sweet, and you guys, this was such a fun interview for me. I really like, this is my first interview over the phone, actually, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Awesome. And I have another question for you. If you had any celebrity or any actor or anyone, like your friend, who would you like to work with in the entertainment, like movies, TV shows?
Okay, this is really hard. No, it's actually not. I would definitely pick, like, to do, like, an action movie with Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie, nice.
I love her. I love her. I'm just, if I ever meet her one day, like, I will probably pass out. I'm not even kidding.
So what advice would you give to other kids who want to be actors in the future?
What other advice? I mean, basically what I said before, I mean, like, don't let anybody tell you what you can and can't do. And more importantly, just be yourself. Because, I mean, if no one can accept you for who you really are, then they're not good enough for you. And just always be yourself and just never give up on what you want.
That's
wow.
Nice. yeah, so thank you so much, Paris, for on the show. I'm really excited. Again.
Aw, thank you guys so much
you.
For having me. We'll have
yeah.
to do it again.
Definitely, definitely. and if we have another interview, we can just call in and say, hey.
Yeah, for sure. I will definitely do that.
Yes. So, what's your favorite song today in 2014?
Oh, boy. My favorite song? Okay, let's see. Okay, well, right now, my favorite song is Latch. Do you guys know that song?
Wait, what is it?
It's called Latch by Disclosure featuring Sam Smith.
Whoa.
Ooh, I have never heard of that song before.
You've never heard? Okay, definitely look that song up. It's so good.
Okay.
Wow. I would definitely have to because, like, I just, like, every song, I need to know every song.
It's such a good song, seriously.
It's awesome. So I'm definitely going to check out that song on YouTube.
Check it out on YouTube.
Yes.
iTunes.
Yes, for sure. Buy that sucker.
Okay, so be sure to catch up on our special Valentine's show next week with Joey and Elise Luthman, woohoo, my good friends. They are both brothers and sisters, duo, who went and they're both in their entertainment business, and we're really excited to have them on our show to show love for us and support. And then so On that day, we are going to be giving out, what is it? Oh, Havana Watch on next Friday. And we're really excited. So for Valentine's Day, we're going to do a little, how do you say it
contest.
Again? A contest. Yes, a contest to see. So we haven't figured it out yet, but we're going to post everything on Facebook and let you guys know all the details. So make sure you guys come hear us on Friday, and you guys can get a chance to win a Havana watch, which is pretty awesome. We're going to be rocking it on the red carpet today. Well, thank you so much again, Paris, and it's really nice for you having us, having you today.
Oh, thank you guys. I had so much fun. Thank you for having me on the show. I really enjoyed it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you guys. Bye.
Nice talking to you.
So now from our sponsor, Havana Watches. Now we're going to play our commercial for Havana Watches right now.
Great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Thank you, everyone, for who's listening today. We appreciate everyone who calls in, give a little shout-out, and ask for questions for Paris. Thank you all.
And thank you for just kind of watching the show, supporting us. We're not really watching, like listening to the show.
Yeah.
And just follow us on our Facebook, which is facebook.com/KidsTownLive. You can like us there.
Yeah, so we can get some cool followers. And make sure you guys keep up with the details on Friday and all the latest 411 hits and the news, what's going on. And so thank you so much, everyone. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
And have a great day. And we'll be posting up pictures later on.
Bye, guys.
Go, 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 go.